and get started. Axis Bank, more than banking.
A baby drowns in flooded house in Lusaka's Koko compound. Senior citizens blame authorities over poor township roads in Kapirimposhi. In African news, Kenya's ex-deputy president alleges assassination attempt in church attack. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A two-year-old baby has died after drowning in a flooded house in the early hours of this morning in Lusaka's Koko compound. The baby was reportedly sleeping on a sofa when the mother woke up to find the house filled with flood water. And residents in the area have expressed their frustration, saying Koko compound is prone to flooding and little has been done to protect them from recurring disasters. They say the situation has continued for years without lasting solutions from relevant authorities. The residents are now appealing to government to provide better shelter solutions and improve drainage systems, especially during the rainy season, to prevent similar tragedies and safeguard lives. Some commuters in Mufurila's Central Business District have rejected the government's plan to lift the night travel ban, Once the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway is completed, they argue that removing the restriction would expose the travelers to increased safety risks, giving criminals more freedom to operate at night and threatening public security. Residents say the current ban plays an important role in limiting criminal activity and protecting commuters. They believe that allowing nighttime travel could lead to a rise in theft, assaults, and other unlawful acts, making it more dangerous for passengers and transport operators.
There are a lot of things what happened during the whole night. Even although to others it's good, but to my concern it's not money. When there was a total good thing, but this is a guy who was a good thing. So you can see two hours by the guy who was a good thing. Because the most smooth is a guy who was a good thing. Because the most smooth is a guy who was a good thing.
Some senior citizens in Kapirimpongshi district have criticized the relevant authorities for failing to clearly state when township roads will be rehabilitated. The residents say the poor condition of the roads has made their movement difficult, especially for elderly people who rely on safe and accessible transport routes. One concerned resident, Joseph Mokala, who spoke to Kombon Radio News, said the road users cannot continue waiting indefinitely for improvements while the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway project remains unfinished with no clear deadline. He expressed the frustration that attention appears to be focused on the highway project while township roads continue to deteriorate. He has since called on local leaders to urgently address the issue in order to improve the safety, mobility, and the general welfare of residents in the district.
Complaints about the roads, actually. The roads are in a very bad state, Mr. Hash. When you look at Kapiri, when you go to other places, the roads are very, this way, able to, but just go within town area, Kapiri, otherwise we have really suffered money. Let government work on those roads. Kawama, just within town center area, you can't like. So our appealing to the government, just work on the roads. Let them just do something. We cannot just be waiting for Avi to finish up the main road and then when are they going to finish up that project?
The Kito Land Alliance has called on the Zambian government to place environmental safety at the center of its mining agenda as the country targets the production of 3 million metric tons of copper by 2031. Alliance coordinator Felix Chipoya claims that the ambitious target has contributed to increased environmental pollution, accusing some mining firms of prioritizing output at the expense of safety and environmental protection.
Underlying issue, copper is a big concern. So as we envision to have the 3 metric tons net, we have to look at our environment. It's very important that the Minister of Mines works in conjunction with the Minister of Environment, Minister of Agriculture, and the Zen Authority to make sure that as we dig the ground, we dig it sustainably. Because what is important here is sustainability. If we are not sustainable, the 3 million tons, if at all it affects our environment, you know the copper is going to finish, but then we have to live to remain with our clean environment so that others who are coming in later years will be able to use the same land. Now there's got minerals all over. So now we need to tread carefully in terms of how we conduct our mining activities or else.
In response, Akitwe District Commissioner Wance Mongonomo has dismissed the claims that production targets are compromising safety standards in the district. He assured residents that government's policy does not sacrifice their safety for economic gains, emphasizing that human life and environmental protection remain at top priorities. Mr. Mongonomo further urged the residents not to be misled by misinformation, stating that the government is committed to balancing economic development with strict environmental and safety regulations.